Anyway, my God, I've got an appointment in 20 minutes.
Some weenie made a big stink, so they gotta clean a milk steamer every time they use it.
Oh.
It was you, wasn't it?
Well, if requesting basic sanitary procedures makes me a weenie, then a weenie be I.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Russ.
Oh, God. Frasier, what stupid suggestion did you make this time?
Nice to see you too, Ross.
Sorry, I just spent 2 hours trying on jumbo formal wear for the Stevie Awards. The best part was when the size 2 sales girl said I could use this again after my pregnancy.
Well, perhaps you could. Cut off the bow, remove the sleeves, and,
stick a pole in it and go camping.
You know, if I'm gonna stick a pole someplace...
Children!
Garvey to go.
Play.
I've won. I'm looking forward to the Seabees.
Why? You're not gonna win. They never give it to the MC. Now me, I'm a lock.
Oh, you're awfully cocky.
Hey, if knowing I'm the best thing on the air makes me cocky, then cocky be I. See, you're not the only one who can talk classy.
How is that talking like Lassie? Yeah.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Ross, that man, he's got a gun.
He's got a gun!
Ross, you all right?
Yeah. Bulldog, I can't believe you did that.
Huh?
You saved me.
Oh, I just did what anyone would have done.
Oh, but... You were so brave.
You're a hero.
Hey, close enough.
Excuse me, will you hold that, please? Niles.
Frasier, I was just on my way up to see you.
Niles, what have we determined about your success with impulse purchases?
Really? The salesman thought I could pull it off.
My suggestion, exactly.
Oh, fine, fine. Frasier, ask me if I have news.
Actually, I've got some news of my own in the cafe today. Oh, for God's sake. Niles, do you have news?
Indeed, I do. First of all, congratulations on your CB nomination.
Thank you.
Now congratulate me on mine.
What are you talking about?
Well, if you'd bothered to look past your own name on the first page, you would have found mine right after it on page... 15.
Best performance by a guest on an information show.
Yes, it's for that spot I did on KJSB when I discussed the psychological effects of long-term inclement weather.
Ah, oh, yes, yes, yes. 30 minutes of psychobabble, all reducible to one phrase. Rain, rain, go away.
I'm hardly surprised you feel the need to belittle my nomination. In your mind, you're the success, the famous one. I'm just invisible. That's not the way the rest of the world sees it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Frasier, boy, am I glad to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Crane, for goodness, you're home.
I'm also here.
We heard what happened at the cafe.
Yes, Niles, as I've tried to tell you, there was an attempted armed robbery today at the cafe.
Good heavens. Yes. Was anyone hurt?
No, 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 thank goodness. It all diffused rather quickly. Tempest in a teapot, really. Thank you.
Oh, that's a relief. On a more pleasant topic, this afternoon I found
out... Niles, hold it a second. How did you two hear about it?
On the news.
Boy, Bulldog really saved the day.
They said that on the news?
Oh, yeah, how he swept Roz out of the way and then threw his hot coffee on the gunman.
That's not how it happened at all. Why would he say such a thing?
Well, it was drizzling today, and people act strangely when it rains, as I pointed out in my CB nomination...
Shut up, Niles!
Well, then what did happen?
Well, we were all standing at the counter when I noticed a man with a gun. I warned Roz. Bulldog saw a different man reaching for his wallet and thought he was the gunman. That's when he grabbed Roz and held her in front of him as a human shield. But as he did that, he accidentally knocked his coffee onto the actual gunman, burning his hand, causing him to drop his weapon and run out.
No one else saw that happen?
Well, apparently not.
Well, I can't believe Bulldog would use Roz like that.
Why didn't you say anything?
Well, I was just so relieved everyone was all right at first. I suppose it did irk me when everyone was praising him. The owner of the cafe promised him a lifetime supply of muffins, but... Well, I never thought it would go this far. Never thought I'd hear it on the news.
I wonder how much that would be, a lifetime supply of muffins.
I'm certainly not going to let Bulldog get away with this.
Don't think I've ever seen Bulldog eat a muffin. A lifetime supply would be wasted on him.
But tell him I saw exactly what happened.
Now, me, I could eat a muffin a day. Some days even two, knowing they'd be free. So that's maybe 10 a week, 52 weeks a year for at least another 40 years, which works out to... 20,000 muffins. My life suddenly seems long measured in muffins.
Oh, Daphne. There are a lot of things that can make life suddenly seem long. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Good afternoon, Seattle, and good mental health.
Ross, did you see Bulldog come in?
No, I haven't. I've been looking for him myself.
No, stop that. They're for him.
Well, do you really think that he had anything to do with...
There he is.
Enough hero worship. I take my pants off one leg at a time, just like everybody else. You can vouch for that, can't you, Myrna?
Hey, Bulldog, I made these cookies for you.
Oh, wow, I already had a bunch of muffins, but there's always room for a cookie.
Where's the milk?
Oh, coming right up.
Hello, Bulldog.
Hey, Doc. This hero stuff is the best. Hey, last night, sisters. At one point, I was a hero sandwich. Hey, you get it? They were the bread, and I was...
Yes, I got it. Just drop it. I saw what you did yesterday.
Yeah, I saved your butt.
Saved my butt, my ass. You pulled Roz in front of you to protect yourself. Everything else that happened was simply by accident.
That stinks! That's total BS! I'm a hero! I'm a brave, brave man! Oh, geez, you're not gonna tell, are you?
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
You like muffins?
You know what? I was determined to expose you, but it suddenly occurs to me I don't have to. You'll do it yourself. And do you know why? Because a guilty conscience needs no accuser.
That means you won't tell?
Once again, I don't have to. Because a guilty conscience sleeps in thunder. It means I won't tell.
20 seconds, Bulldog.
Well, actually, I'm really fascinated as a psychiatrist to watch this little experiment. I know that deep down you feel bad about what you've done. And you'll feel worse every time you capitalize on it. How long before your conscience finally overwhelms you?
You're on.
Hey, sports fans, this is Bob Bulldog Briscoe. You're in the doghouse. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, everybody, this is Roz Doyle, and I have some very exciting news. Each year at the Stevie Awards, one radio personality receives the Harold Hirschauer Man of the Year Award. And this year, our winner is our very own Bulldog Briscoe, who was chosen for his heroism. Congratulations, Bulldog.
Well, what do you say to that, hero?
Wow, this is incredible. I really feel honored, but I got to clear something up. Yesterday at the cafe, this young lady kept coming up to me and saying, "You're my hero. How can I ever thank you?" Well, I got a confession to make. I lost your number, but if you call in, baby, I got an answer for you.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead, Daphne.
And the CB goes to... Dr. Niles Crane! Congratulations!
Thank you. You know, actually, to be accurate, it's traditional for the presenter to kiss and embrace the winner.
But won't your brother be the presenter?
Well, we can't know that for certain.
Oh, all right, then. Hello, Dr. Crane. We're just practicing for Saturday night. Best case scenario.
Obviously.
Hey, Daph, your pie's done.
Oh, thanks. Will you be joining us for coffee and dessert?
Oh, no, thank you, Daphne. Not very hungry.
Where have you been?
Oh, out driving around, thinking. Can't seem to get this bulldog thing off of my mind.
Well, don't worry about it. We all get obsessed sometimes. The important thing is to drop it before you start yakking on and on about it to someone who doesn't give a rat's ass.
Is that your roundabout way of saying you don't want to discuss it?
You want to take the direct route?
Why do you care so much about Bulldog?
Well, it's not really Bulldog so much. It's just that I believe that conscience, more than customs and laws, is what prevents people from doing wrong. To contemplate the idea of an otherwise sane man with no conscience, well, it just shakes my entire worldview.
In my family, we certainly knew the meaning of conscience. That's what my dad called his wooden paddle.
Oh, how awful for you.
Oh, all for me brothers, yes, but I knew he'd never use it on me. As long as I was always good. As long as I was always polite. As long as I always had a smile on my face, no matter how I felt inside. As long as I was always ready to wait on all the men, hand and foot, day and night, year in, year out. More coffee, anyone?
No. Just have a seat, really. Just here. For you.
You've been blowing this thing out of proportion. I just can't understand how Bulldog can accept all those accolades and not be tormented by it.
Well, maybe he is.
Yes, for all you know, he's at home right now, pacing the floor, unable to sleep.
Well, that's a comforting thought, Miles. We'll never know for sure now, will we? Oh, enough about this. You know, I think I'm off to bed. Good night, all.
Good night, son. Bye. You know, I'm really proud of Frege. Used to be he'd get a bee in his bonnet and he'd never get it out.
Yes. I thought we'd be hearing about this one for weeks.
Well, the old Frege would have been up with this all night.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't have been able to sleep till he went over to Bulldog's to make sure he wasn't sleeping.
I should have told him to pick up some more milk.
Here.
I want to talk to you.
No, this isn't a good time. I got company.
You have done something horrible and selfish, and I need to know that you feel bad about it.
Well, you've been looking through the keyhole?
Talking about what happened with Roz.
Oh, yeah, not this again.
Bulldog, I'm lonely.
Talk to your sister for a sec. I'll be right there. Man, I gotta go. See you, Mignon.
Bulldog!
Would you stop that?
I am not leaving until I know that you feel some remorse for what you've done.
Wow, this is really bugging you, isn't it?
Yes!
Well, okay, all right. The truth is I feel bad. I feel real bad.
You feel nothing!
I'm sorry, Doc. These little things just don't get to me.
The little thing in question is using a pregnant woman as a human shield! Have you no conscience?
Well, maybe I don't.
I refuse to believe that.
Well, maybe it's something I was born without. Like my cousin. He was born without a big toe on each foot. I used to sneak up on him, tip him over. I didn't feel bad about that either. See you, Doc.
No, you don't. I know you've got a conscience. It must be buried deep down inside there. I will find a way to get it out of you.
Yeah, you do that, Doc.
No, you mark my words. I don't know how yet. But come Saturday night, you will be so consumed with guilt, you will not be able to accept that Man of the Year award.
Daphne! Oh, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Dad, not bad either.
Yeah, thanks. Though I guess any guy looks good in a monkey suit.
Oh, yeah.
On the drive over, I started musing about why they call it a monkey suit. I had quite a few theories on that one.
Yes, you sure did.
Can I get a ride home with you?
Of course.
Rose, is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just that my hair is huge and this dress is a joke.
No nonsense, Rose. You look divine.
No, I look like divine. I gotta go sit down. Oh, my God. Look at the way the lights are shining on the sequins on this dress. I'm a disco ball.
Well, certainly promises to be quite a night.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad to see you're enjoying yourself. I wasn't sure that you would, what with Bulldog getting that award and everything.
Well, Dad, I wouldn't be surprised if Bulldog actually declines that award.
Why would he?
Well, I've arranged a few surprises to prick his conscience. Until, like Hamlet's stepfather, he totters from the banquet, ghostly pale and gibbering with guilt.
Can I get a ride home with you?
Miles.
Hello, all.
Daphne, you look stunning.
Thanks. You look very smart.
Thank you. Of course, I guess it's hard not to look elegant in evening wear. Mm-hmm. Hard, but not impossible.
No. Shall we take our seats?
Yes, although if Dame Rumor is correct, I won't be sitting long. Now, are we all at table 105?
We're at table 4.
Excuse me. Where's this table?
105. That's the technical awards. Just go down to the basement, cross through the kitchen to the hall, and ask for the Napoleon room.
Oh, well, Napoleon room. That sounds charming.
We call it that because the ceilings are so low. Shame. Now you won't get to see your brother host or hear all the little jokes he's written.
Thank you, Daphne. I needed some cheering up. Oh, Bulldog.
God, jeez, let's go this way.
No, there's no need to avoid me, Bulldog. I have no intention of ruining your evening. In fact, I've gone to great lengths to make it memorable.
Hey, you've been sleeping okay, Doc? You look a little tired.
Oh, don't you worry about me. I'll sleep fine tonight. Sleep of the just.
Me too. The sleep of the just boinked.
And the nominees are Consumer Forum, Wendy Yoshiro, talent, Mike Friedman, producer. The Dr. Fraser Crane Show, Dr. Fraser Crane talent, Roz Doyle, producer. And Bob and Nipsey's Morning Laugh Factory, Bob and Nipsey talent, Lunatic Larry, producer. And the CB goes to... Oh, well. Bob and Nipsey's Morning Laugh Factory. Apparently, Bob and Nipsey couldn't make it tonight, so I accept this award on their behalf. That brings us to our final category. But rather than compete with the coffee service, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Man of the Year Award.
Sorry you didn't win.
Oh, God, that's all right, Dad. I'm only concerned with one award tonight. That's the next one.
Hey, Dr. Crane, how did it go?
I lost.
Sorry you didn't win. God, I've been saying that a lot tonight.
Oh, look, wine. They didn't serve alcohol at the technical awards, as I informed so many of the guests who mistook me for their waiter. You see, I was the only nominee dressed in black tie, except for the one man in front wearing a tuxedo T-shirt.
I'm sorry, Niles.
At least I didn't come home empty-handed. We each received one of these handsome certificates, which were given out after we folded our tables and stacked our chairs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now the time has come to present the Harold Hirschhauer Man of the Year Award. Thank you, Susan. As you all know, this award is presented every year to the radio personality that brings honor to our medium. This year, that person is Bob Bulldog Briscoe. Come on up here, Bulldog.
Ah, what a night!
Yes. Well, Bob, the night is just beginning for you. Could we please lower the house lights?
What's going on?
Just a few surprise guests that I've invited to help you celebrate this evening. People from your past that helped make you the man that you are today. Do you recognize this voice?
Bobby Briscoe, you've made us all proud.
Oh, my gosh, is that...
Yes, it's Father O'Rourke, your boyhood priest and childhood confessor. And who's that next to him?
Bobby Briscoe, sit down in your chair.
That's right. It's Mrs. McCloud, your second grade teacher, the woman who taught you that honesty is the best policy. And who's that next to her?
Drop and give me 50, Bulldog.
Oh, my gosh, Coach Nuge!
It's Coach Nugent from your peewee football days, the man who taught you that it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, but that you play the game fair.
You're wasting your time.
And who's that next to him? Yes. It's the president of your fan club, little Joey Katona, whose only dream is to grow up and be just like you. But we're not through yet. Could we please bring the house lights up again? We've saved the best for last. It's the woman that gave everything to you.
Well, you'll have to nail that one down.
The night would not be complete without the woman who taught you right from wrong. It's your mother, Bernice Briscoe!
Mom, I am so proud of you, Bobby!
Oh, Mom!
And let's
let's turn the microphone over to our guest of honor this evening. I'm sure we're all anxious to hear what the hero has to say.
I'm really blown away by all this. I didn't think I'd be accepting this in front of all you guys. I wrote up this little speech. I can't say this stuff now. What I gotta say is simple. This is totally awesome! Thank you, everybody!
This can't be happening.
Let it go.
I can't. The man is a coward and he's being rewarded.
I guess I'm never gonna hear the end of this now, am I?
No!
I'm sorry, Dad. All right, just a minute.
Hey, Bulldog! Scat there with a gun! There's a gun!
Sorry, my mistake.
He used his own mother to protect himself.
Ew.
Is that what you did to me?
No, No.
What is the matter with you?
You don't deserve that award.
No. Oh, thanks, Dad.
Hey, I'm no hero. I just wanted you to shut up.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?